Hello and welcome to How the Hell Are We Friends podcast. This is your host, Tommy. And today I have a good guest. He is a credit repair specialist and also a 20-year Army veteran. And I'm so glad to be having him on the show today to walk through a few questions we have around credit and how credit can help us, what credit is. And if you need credit repair, this is the go-to guy to get that credit report cleaned up so you can start going in and investing in different ways and so many other benefits that we can go in later that credit can have on your life. But hello, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to get this message out to everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. So thank you again for being here. And I guess we'll just kick this thing right on off and we'll start with your background. You know, who are you? How did you get into, you know, your company of credit repair?
Sure. Great. Again, I'm a 20-year veteran. I was a correction officer in the Army. I retired in 2012. When I retired, we had a new family. I was married then at 2 years. We had a one-year-old daughter. My wife was pregnant with our second. Anyway, we moved to North Carolina after we got out of the Army from Kansas. Things kind of didn't work out there very well in North Carolina, and we decided to move back to Kansas. Well, you know, when you move, there's expenses. First, last month's rent, utility deposits, things of that nature. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to move back. We'd already just moved to North Carolina. So it was really a debate of who wins, the creditors or my family. Mm-hmm. So my family won. So I defaulted on 3 credit cards. I stopped paying on them. I continued to use them. And I defaulted on 2 months of my house payment. I had a rental house that I was renting out. I was still collecting that rent and didn't make the payments. So my credit score took a tump. It did not do well. And I had to get it fixed. So mm-hmm. That's where I started working with credit repair.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that have very similar situations to where, yeah, you have to make that tough, difficult decision. Do we keep living and do we keep eating or do we pay these credit cards? And yeah, and then you get into that situation and then it's kind of like a hole that you're kind of in that you're trying to dig yourself out. And, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel pressure of bad credit when it comes to getting homes, apartments or cars or anything like that. So let's start off with like just explaining the basics of what a credit report is for those who don't know and where they can find there so they can understand what's on there if they can see that they even have bad items on their credit report.
Sure. So a credit report is really just a report of your history, your credit history, mm-hmm. what you pay on time, what lines of credit you have open, what lines of credit you did have open, all kinds of things. There's even public record stuff. If you have court orders, if there's a bankruptcy that goes through public records, if you have a child support garnishment, that might be in public records. So there are so many things. I wanted to add just a second on what you had just said about getting a new house or new car, but there are so many people that check your credit, even for mm-hmm. jobs. You know, there's some companies that will pull your credit to see if you are worthy enough to manage their money and be in their company. Rental companies will pull your credit now. So credit can be pulled by almost anybody and has all kinds of impacts on your life.
Wow. Yeah. You're so right about that. And yeah, that's why a lot of my close friends, family, that's what I've always told them in the past. And I've always been very meticulous about mine. And so like, what are some of the main components that they calculate and analyze in your credit to give you those scores?
So there's mainly 5 different areas that comprise up your credit score. Okay. So it really starts off with your length of credit. All right. So about 15% of your score is your length of credit. All right. Mm-hmm. So how long you've had credit. So somebody that is just 18 to 25, you know, 7 years of credit history, it's not going to have much of an impact versus somebody that's got 30 years of credit history. And then there's new credit. 10% of it is new credit. Okay. So that's getting inquiries and stuff. So when you have inquiries, that has an impact on your credit score as well. And then mm-hmm. another 10% is about your mix of your credit. So if you've got a couple car notes that are paid off, maybe you had a house note that's paid on, a little bit of a mixture, not just all gas company cards, you know, gas stations, not all department store cards, things of that nature. So a good little mix Basically, a couple revolving credits, a couple installment loans, rather. And then the amount owed, 30% of your credit score is the amount that you owe. So if you take all of your available credit, and then 30% of that would be your credit utilization. So if you use all of your credit that you have available, that's going to have a negative impact on the amount that you owe to your creditors. Mm-hmm. And then payment history, about 35% of your credit score is your payment history. If you've got on-time payment history, if you've got late payments, 30, 60, 90, 120 days late, charge-offs, things of that nature would be that last payment history.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really good information. And so now I'm going to kind of throw a couple questions at you of what is the basics of credit repair? So what does that credit repair entail? And kind of what is the benefit of using a credit repair company opposed to someone trying to do that themselves?
Sure. That's great. So, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, and I always tell my clients, credit repair is something that you can really do on your own. You can. Mm-hmm. Anybody can. It's a fact. It's if you contact the FTC or any good company, they're going to tell you that. But it's also a fact that you can go on YouTube and learn how to cut your own hair, change your own oil, file your own taxes, you know, but people don't do that because one, they may not have the time or the expertise to do it. They don't trust it. So that's why you hire a company. So why use a credit repair specialist? They've got the knowledge, the experience, the letters already that we send out. In order to challenge and dispute anything that's on your credit report.
Gotcha. And I hear you say that, that dispute part. I remember I had to do that when I was a victim of identity theft, when something pops up on your credit. And yeah, it does take some time. It does take some follow-up to submit the dispute if you get a letter back. And you have to have this communication back and forth with the company trying to prove that that wasn't you. Like it can take a lot. And if your verbiage is not right, or if you're not asking for the right things, then you could be seeing yourselves battle this for months and months, where you have this expertise and have seen these types of situations over and over. So like you said, yeah, you have your drafted documents that you can send out and you know exactly what to say to these companies to kind of get those things removed. That is a really, really good response. And so what are some of the things, like I know people hear out there debt consolidation and debt settlement on things that they have on their credit report, kind of what's the difference between those two for our listeners? Because I know debt consolidation is probably taking a lot of credit cards, putting it into one or figuring that out to pay it off and or settlement to where I guess you can come in and pay different. But give me a little bit more behind that.
Sure. So a debt consolidation is not necessarily a bad thing. That's taking out basically one loan that's going to pay everything off. And then you're paying off that single loan over time. It may take a little bit longer to get that paid off, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. You're closing those old accounts and so forth. However, a debt settlement to me is probably the worst thing that somebody could do. So one of the other side hustles I have is as a notary. And I used to take debt settlement appointments. And what they do is they ask the consumer to stop paying on their lines of credit and send them or to save that money. And by doing that, they destroy their credit. There's nothing to fix all of the charge off and late payments or anything like that. So if somebody does it and they're desperate and they send all the collections, and then the debt settlement company, what they'll do is they then settle that debt for a lower amount. So they'll try to settle it for, 50% of the debt or 25% of the debt to try to save that consumer money. But at the end of it, their credit is just shot. I don't support debt settlement companies at all. And there was a question that you had, the basics of credit repair. I wanted to go back to, if I could, real quick, Tom. So there's three different federal regulations that govern us. Okay. So everybody's heard of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, right? So that has to be, credit bureaus have to report things fair. Everything has to be fair and accurate, 100%. There's not a percentage. It has to be perfect. All right. So that gives us the benefit in any consumer to dispute anything that is inaccurate. Okay. So once a creditor has an item that is charged off and they sell it to a third party collector, that's those collection agencies that are calling you and basically harassing you. So they have to follow the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. That's where they're not allowed to threaten you, call you at work, call you in the middle of the night, all that stuff. That's the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. But there's another federal law that not very many people know of, and it's called CROA. And that's the Credit Repair Organizations Act. And that is what governs us as a credit repair organization. So I empower consumers to go and actually read it before they get in with a consumer credit credit repair organization, rather. Because for 20 years in the military, all I did is follow rules. And there's rules in the CROA. Okay, there's a lot of companies out there that will charge an upfront fee. They will get a money in advance before they provide any services. That's illegal. Okay, so wow. If your listeners ever worked with somebody and gave them a $500 deposit or gave them money up front before they provided services, they've violated the Credit Repair Organizations Act. That's just a fact. So make sure if you're working with somebody that they follow the rules. There has to be an agreement. There has to be 30-day cancellation or 3-day cancellation notice. They cannot collect money unless they provide services. So there's a lot of rules within that Credit Repair Organizations Act.
That was really good information. Thanks for going back to that. Sorry for that we skipped over that, but yeah, thanks for bringing that back up. And yeah, now I'm back to being interested in this whole debt settlement. That's something that I was ignorant to. I didn't know if you work with someone to settle your debt and they settle your debt, that your credit can get even more further ruined. And if the debt does get settled or you pay a lower amount, don't they even tax you on the amount that you don't pay?
That is very true. So those three credit cards that I defaulted on, once I got I tell people my financial feet back under me, I contacted those banks and I settled my debt. And I was able to settle
so you for 50%.
Yeah, you can do these things yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can fix your own credit. It, you know, if mm-hmm. you want to take the time and learn it, you can. But I settled that debt myself. And what I did not know was I settled for 50% and I got a 1099 for the other 50%.
Wow.
So I had to pay taxes as income on that debt that they wrote off. And it wasn't until after I kind of thought about it and talked to a few people that, you know, I used that credit card to buy that item or to get that service. And technically, I did not pay that other 50%. So I received the item and the services, but I didn't pay for it. So that's why they consider it income.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, man, so in your recommendations, if someone's in that position to where they're at a debt settlement, fork in the road or debt consolidation, is it a lot better to do that debt consolidation and just pay that off over time? Is that better for your credit and better for you on tax purposes?
I think it would be better as the debt consolidation. Yes. You know, you're taking a bunch of loans and putting it together, or a bunch of lines of credit, putting it together in one loan, and you're keeping everything positive on your credit report. If you're in a spot, you just got to be ready for that 1099. You got to be prepared that if you've got a $10,000 credit card that you defaulted on, and you settle it for 50% and you pay him $5,000, be ready to get a 1099 for the other $5,000 for your taxes that year.
So is there a way that you can settle your debt, but also keep your debt or your credit in good standing? Or sometimes is debt settlement always going to be a kind of a nasty way out where you're going to get these derogatory items on your credit list?
Right. So chances are you're going to get those derogatory things. You could. If you had a line of credit, if you had a credit card that was closed, charged off, sold to a collection company, you could work with that collection company for what's called a pay for delete. It's actually not supposed to happen, but a lot of companies will do it. Those collections companies, they buy that debt for pennies on the dollar. So they may buy it for 5 cents to a dollar. As long as they make 10 cents on the dollar, they doubled their money. So,
yes.
You know, they're willing, as long as they make money, they will then delete it from your credit report. And I tell people it's always a good idea to get that in writing so you can hold them accountable for that. But technically, they're not supposed to just delete it. It's supposed to be your credit history. But as long as they get paid, they'll do it.
Oh, wow. That's I'm pretty sure you're full of all these little great tips and tricks. And that's why it's good to have someone like you in their corner. Because, yeah, if you go and try some of this on your own, you know, you'd be maybe philandering and not for sure of what to do. Because, yeah, like go back to what you said. It's like, yeah, I can go online and figure out how to change my oil, and I can go online and figure out all these other things. But if I want to make sure it's done right, and I want to, you know, not have to allocate all of that time learning just for this one time endeavor, you know, trading out a little bit of money to pay you to do that for me may be very advantageous, because you may catch things that I don't catch, and you may expedite the process, especially if I'm trying to buy a house and in the next, you know, a few months, and I want to hurry up and get my credit cleaned up, then having someone that already knows that information is very valuable. So that's great. Exactly. So yeah. And yeah. So like, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah. I wanted anything to add, some of the things that we can remove off of your credit, those collections, those charge-offs, things of that nature. But a lot of people don't realize bankruptcies. So a bankruptcy is not reported by the bank, by the courts, the bankruptcy courts. So a consumer goes to court, they file their bankruptcy, everything gets charged off with their bankruptcy and so forth. But the courts don't tell anybody. All right. So there's about three or four other smaller credit reporting agencies, and one of them is called LexisNexis, and they do a data mine in court databases, and they find that bankruptcy, and then they sell it to the top three credit bureaus. So we can even get a bankruptcy removed off of your credit report before the 7 to 10 years, even while you're still paying it off. It doesn't matter. We can get that removed as well.
Ooh, wow. I didn't know that. That's amazing. So what are some of those barriers to consumers hiring a credit repair company?
Well, some people are just nervous. They're scared. We don't teach our kids. We don't teach our community about the proper use of credit. And then we don't teach them how to get it removed. So the barriers is just the knowledge. You know, if they're if they're worried about it, if they're scared about it, it's not a scary process. We can do everything for you.
Well, that's great, man. And again, I thank you so much for being here, because, yeah, this lends itself very well to a lot of my listeners, because I am very I'm very big on financial literacy. And I think this is a huge component to being financially literate, because you can use credit cards as sources of investments. You can utilize credit cards to get yourself out of a tight spot with, you know, 0% interest for 18 months on balance transfers. So there's so many benefits to credit cards to help you excel in your financial endeavors and or just bridge yourself when you hit rough times, as long as you have that good credit behind you. And you save so much money when it comes to buying cars. You get preferred rates for interest rates, and same thing with houses and so many other things that I've benefited in my life from just having good, clean credit. And I think that is just paramount as a starting point. Because like you even said, I know a lot of jobs that I've applied for, they went in and checked my credit report, because it shows, oh, this is a trustworthy, responsible individual, and I want him to work at my company now. So it can be a delineator between, you know, two different candidates. And if you even have more experience than another candidate has a better, cleaner credit report than you, they may go with him. So yeah, so like, where can people find your information if they want your services? And also, or what are you willing to offer to our listeners that come and work with you?
Sure. Let me get to that. I want to make a comment about the literacy, you know, and using your money. I always tell people, use your money smart, right? So my family has a rewards point. Personally, we use Chase Southwest because we fly a lot. So we put everything on that Chase card and get those points. You know, using your money to work for you is the best thing to do. And keeping smart on your money, staying within your budget, and things of that nature. It's always a good idea to have your money work for you. As far as where they can find me, so my website is veterancreditrepairservices.com. I'm also on Facebook. With the Facebook page is Veteran Credit Repair. They can go there and find me there. And what I want to do for the listeners, all right, so here's what I'm going to do. So for the first 3 months that this podcast airs, the first two listeners per month that visit my website and enter their information for a free consultation, I will give them 3 months of services.
Wow.
Okay. So what I need them to do to ensure that it's your podcast, I need them to put your podcast name as their middle name.
Okay. So like if I was signing up, I would be Tommy, how the hell are we friends? And then my last name, Jones, right?
Correct. Correct. And then I'll know it's coming from your podcast. Now, when I send out those letters, I'll take out the podcast name because that's not their real middle name. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But well, yeah, man, I want to help people out.
Yeah, that is a very generous offer there for 3 months of, free credit repair. You know, how can you beat that? So, yeah, I'm excited to have people sign up and use you and get these benefits, man. So thank you so much for that offer.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right. Anything else you wanted to leave listeners with before we close out the show?
No, just wanted to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to talk to you and talk to your listeners. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope they find value in what we talked about.
Yes, I definitely think they will, Patrick. Well, thanks again, and thanks for everybody out there listening. And go out there and check out Patrick's website and check out his services. If you have anything or know of anyone that could use these services, help them out. Share this podcast over to them so they can see the benefits. And give them a referral.